There's been much debate about the quality of Yasser Arafat's leadership and just as much speculation about the future of Palestinian leadership. Joining me now to discuss this is Fawaz Jerjes at Sarah Lawrence College in New York. Mr. Jerjes, those involved in the Middle East conflict, have they given any indication of what the response would be if indeed Yasser Arafat were killed or sent into exile?
Well, I think one of the major criticisms of Arafat is that he has stifled dissent and has not nourished and helped create a viable civil society. In fact, under Arafat's leadership, the security forces, particularly the Mukhabarat, that is the security services, are the most developed. And given this volatile and prolonged confrontation, we should not expect any transparent elections or a peaceful transition of power to take place if Arafat is removed from the scene. A more likely scenario is a struggle for power among a handful of the senior security men and the few members of the inner circle in Arafat's cabinet. Two names in the security services stand out, Jabril Rajoub, Arafat's security chief in the West Bank, and Mohammed Dahlan, another intelligence officer. Nabil Shas and Abu Ayla and other members of Arafat's kitchen cabinet are also candidates for succession. But there is no definite person, there is no decisive person that somehow waiting in the wings to succeed Arafat if he departs from the scene.
What about the Arab states? At the moment, they seem to be supporting Yasser Arafat, but that hasn't always been the case. Do you think they want him to remain in place?
Well, I think regardless of what one thinks about Arafat's leadership qualities, I think he is seen by the Palestinians and by most Arabs as the legitimate representative of the Palestinians and the symbol of their national aspirations. So even though most Arab leaders don't care for Arafat, and in fact they have dealt him a major blow in the Arab summit in Beirut by not listening to his statement on the first day of the summit, I think most Arab leaders would hesitate to criticize Arafat publicly and would side with Arafat given the fact that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is launching a major military campaign against Arafat and his headquarters.
You've mentioned that it would be difficult for any successor to control all the Palestinian factions. What tack would they take? Do you think that they would be as moderate, or do you think they would be more extreme or about the same?
Well, I think it is very simplistic to claim that the forced removal of Arafat from the scene would increase the prospects of peacemaking between Israelis and Palestinians in the short term. I think this exaggerated stress on the role of personality neglects and underestimates the existence of structural difficulties blocking the path to peace between Palestinians and Israelis. And here I would argue that regardless of who succeeds Arafat, he will be unlikely to make more concession than Arafat has done so far on the substantive issues, particularly on the exact borders of a future Palestine state, on the question of East Jerusalem and the removal of the settlements, and I think achieve a lasting peace in the long term.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fawaz Jerjes is the Christian Johnson Chair in the Middle East and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College in New York. He's also the author of America and Political Islam, A Clash of Cultures or Clash of Interests.